Thank you, Anna. Thank you, Joan and Chris, for organizing this reading and for inviting me to read. I'm going to try to keep the preamble short to stay within the reading time, and I'm only going to read one poem. But just wanted to say that I do have kind of complicated feelings about voting. Like, I'm not going to say don't vote, absolutely not. And I'm not, I myself will be voting. But do also want to make space for the folks who maybe are in that space of disillusionment that Cameron mentioned earlier, as well as, just remind folks that, like, we shouldn't be trying to get back to what was normal before 2016, because normal was never really good for everybody. When you tell me the next emperor will be kinder, I remember the first battle of San Juan, the second battle of San Juan, the third battle of San Juan, the invasion of Huanica, the battle of Yauco, the battle of Fajardo, the battle of Guayama, the battle of the Guamaní River Bridge, the Battle of Coamo, the Battle of Silva Heights, the Battle of Asomante, the Treaty of Paris, Americanization, encouraged migration, the Foraker Act, the Insular Cases, Charles Herbert Allen's Sugar Empire, the Official Languages Act, the sanitation of La Borinquena, the Olmsted Amendment, the rejected vote for independence, the Jones-Schafer Act, the Merchant Marine Act, Dr. Cornelius Rhodes, the Massacre de Rio Piedras, the first arrest of Pedro Albizu Campos, the Massacre de Ponce, La Operación, the Vieques Naval Training Range, La Ley de la Mordaza, the Peñuelas Incident, the bombing of Jayuya and Utuado, the second arrest of Pedro Albizu Campos, Operation Bootstrap, the third arrest of Pedro Albizu Campos, El Rey de las Toallas, the imprisonment of Oscar López Rivera, the bombs dropped on David Sanes, the murder of Filiberto Ojeda Rios, the Puerto Rico Oversight, Management, and Economic Stability Act, benevolence sent Abuela across the sea to die in strange lands. Thank you.